Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. You're listening to singer-songwriter, actress, and performer Shira Lee. She's the first in our new bi-monthly segment, Sundial Presents, live from the 305. Every other Thursday, you'll be introduced to a musician in South Florida with a unique story and style of performing. At 305 today, and every time we run our signature music segment, we will release music videos of their performances in our studios on Facebook and Twitter. That's at WLRN Sundial and WLRN.org/programs/sundial. Lee may be Miami's Renaissance woman. She's a folk and jazz musician in several different bands. She's an actress and a writer, playing a lead role in the recent web series Grown, which follows the story of two young Haitian American men making their way in Miami. And she's the brainchild behind the Baba Wagon, a mobile performance space here in Miami. Shira was a Knight Foundation recipient for this project. It's a stage attached to a truck bed that's been used in public spaces throughout the city of Miami for theatrical performances, live music, and dancing. I started the conversation with Shira by asking how the idea for the wagon was conceived.
Well, I guess just like as life progressed and I had my boyfriend at the time, I love to travel. I love to make art. Performance, theater, music, whatever it is. And so me and my boyfriend at the time, we used to talk about traveling and performing, and he was a visual artist. So, you know, we wanted to like make a wooden box that could like unfold and then have like all these different tables or something. Like it would just open and have tables, and we would like sell his art on one table. I'd be performing on another table. And so like we had that idea of just like traveling and performing. And so when the Knight Arts Challenge presented itself, I was like, oh, what should I do? You know, and then that idea kind of like popped into my head. And I was like, how about a traveling theater wagon?
Yeah. And how would you describe that to anyone who hasn't seen the concept? What does it look like?
So in really easy, understandable terms, it is a wooden box built on a trailer bed with wheels. And one of the walls of the wooden box unfolds to create a stage. So it's like opening and then there's like a band inside performing, you know, something like that.
Is it just for singing, for performing? Is it for any kind of performance?
It's for everything and anything. I feel like it's a space that you could really use for whatever it is that you want to do. It's for music. It's for theater. It's for dance. But it could also be turned into like a flea market. You know, you could turn it into a shop, like a pop-up shop if you wanted. You could have workshops on it. You can have a TED Talk on it. I don't know. You could, when it's closed up, you could record inside because it's like a nice, tight, airtight, you know, situation in there that you could, you know, record a radio show if you wanted. I mean, it's a space that really you could, I feel, do almost anything.
Have you seen anything like this anywhere in South Florida?
Not in South Florida, but while I was like researching and seeing if other people were doing this, there are like, I think I found someone in Wisconsin, you know, that has like kind of like an old cowboy wagon thing that opens into a stage. But, you know, the models are different. Everybody has their own thing. But I have seen a few. I have. And actually, going back to the inspiration, part of the inspiration for the wagon. Well, I was in Israel at the time. My family's from Israel. And so I was there and actually there was a war going on. It was my first war in Israel. So it was pretty weird. And all the flights were canceled. Like no one was flying. Only the Israeli airline was flying. And my friend who was in Italy, who's also a musician, Sol Ruiz, she calls me and she's like, hey, Shira, there's wagon people here and they're doing that thing that you want to do. Like, you should come here and check it out. So I bought a ticket from Israel to Italy, like on the only airline that was flying. And I went and hung out with these wagon people that had four wagons. And these are like truly gypsy wagons that are built, you know, by hand with like round tops and stained glass windows and like things painted, and those that troop is called a caravana balakaval, and it's four wagons run by horses, 9 people and 1 baby. And they travel around and they do shows.
And it's a lot like what you're doing. It's a stage. It's a traveling stage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, 3 other wagons. One is a kitchen. One is, like, 2 are, like, bedrooms. And then the 4th one is a stage, which is a lot smaller than the one that I made. But, yeah, mine's pretty big.
Very, very cool. It's already been around to quite a few different places. I mean, you were at the outdoor area surrounding the Perez Art Museum mm-hmm. this past spring. What was the, you know, response from audiences like?
I think they loved it. It seemed like they loved it. I mean, yeah, I think people are enchanted when they see it, which is the idea. You know, I want people to see that, like, dreams can happen and magical things can happen. And I would like the wagon to, you know, go out to communities and be in public places and, you know, have people that are walking to work just walk by and be like, what is that? You know, and just kind of have like a magical moment when they see it, because it is, it's like an old time, you know, thing that it's rare to see. So I think that's exciting for people.
We're talking with Shira Lee, a folk and jazz musician in several different bands. She's also the brainchild behind the Bobble Wagon, a mobile performance space here in Miami. Shira's a Knight Foundation recipient for this project. It's a stage attached to a truck bed that's been used in public spaces throughout the city of Miami for theatrical performances and, of course, live music. Describe your musical style. Describe, you know, the genres that you like to focus on most.
I'm inspired by blues, folk, country, I mean, rock and roll, indie folk, alternative music, R&B. I'm inspired by really all music, jazz. I love everything. But I guess if I had to narrow my sound in, I would say it's more in the country blues. You gotta roll on down. You gotta roll.
You mentioned the performances on the wagon. You are also an actress.
Yes.
And you were one of the characters in the recently released web series Grown mm-hmm. about life in Miami. Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about your character who plays girlfriend to Wes.
Okay. So her name is Lana, and she is only one of the girlfriends of Wes. She's more of a friend with benefits, if you want to call it that. But she's not far from me. I think she was actually written based off of me a little bit. She's a musician. She's an artist. She's fun. She's free. She's comfortable with her body. She is definitely in love with Wes. So we'll see how that plays out. Check it out on complex.com.
You wrote a song that we hear in one of the episodes. Tell us about the song, or the story, I should say, behind the song Banjo Man.
Okay. So I wrote that song for the show. And since the show is about Josh, who is going through this, like, coming into his manhood and didn't really grow up with a father figure, so I had that in mind when I wrote the song. Banjo Man, which is about, it's kind of me reassuring this guy that even though he didn't have a good example growing up, even though he's not acting like a man now, that it's somewhere deep inside and he'll be able to find it someday.
When you're in that troubled land, oh, I won't hold your hand. Wake you up, make you a man, you will, and you can, you will, and you can. Mm-hmm. your ground. Deep inside, you got it down. Right now.
Right now. What's it like being on a show? Because that one interesting aspect of Grown is that it really wants to depict life in Miami. It's not filmed anywhere else. It's here, and it's got people from here in it, and it really tries to give us that Miami flavor. But, I mean, did it succeed?
What, with showing the different flavors of Miami?
Yeah.
I think so, really. Yeah, I do. It has Cuban characters, Venezuelan characters, Haitian characters, American characters. What is American anyway? But, you know, all different kinds of characters, and you really get to see different locations of Miami that kind of locals only know. You know? Usually Miami is portrayed as, you know, Miami Vice, the city, the beach. And I don't even think you see the beach once in this. You know, it's more like North Miami, Little Haiti, downtown. So it is very homegrown, and you can feel it.
Definitely got a taste of it, definitely. Aside from your solo work, you perform in two different bands in town and regularly gig with other musicians. Do you find Miami's music scene conducive to different performers working in each other's projects? I mean, how would you describe the scene here?
Yeah, I think it's super open. A lot of the musicians know each other. We all, like, it's a kind of a tight-knit family in a way. I would describe the music scene as, I think it's awesome, because a lot of me and my music friends are working musicians, and that's all we do, you know. We play gigs at different venues, hotels, restaurants, private parties, whatever it is, clubs, bars.
Is there a lot of collaboration?
Yeah, especially among the jazz musicians. Yeah, there's a lot of collaboration. We're constantly, like, switching formations of people's bands, like, so you kind of see similar faces in a lot of different projects. But there's also bands that are more closed, and, you know, they have their solid core members, and they make that music, and they tour as that solid group, and I think that's really cool too. I think there's a lot of room for all of that here in Miami.
As a creator, a writer, as a musician, as an actress, I mean, are all of these things separate in your life, or do they all come together somehow?
I guess, yeah, it doesn't feel separate. It feels like, okay, today I'm playing music. Okay, today I'm acting in a TV show. Like, it's kind of just what I do. It's like, it doesn't feel separate, even though they're different. But it feels like it's all artistic and just doing that.
I want to come back to the wagon, though. To what extent is the wagon bringing together all these aspects of your life into one?
That's a good one, because it's a platform for music, acting, dance, you know, any kind of arts that you can imagine. It's a platform for, and not just for me, for the whole idea is to present an array of artists from all different places. It's a venue, you know, it's a theater. It's a theater where we're open to presenting, you know, original artists. That's the idea. So yeah, that's where all of the arts converge, kind of in this theater.
That was singer-songwriter, actress, and writer Shira Lee. You will be able to see Shira live in concert next weekend at the Homegrown Festival next Sunday, September 23rd, at the University of Miami. We will have details up on our website. You can also see videos of Shira performing in the WLRN studios by going to our Facebook and Twitter pages at 3:05 p.m. today. Find us at WLRN Sundial. Shira is the first in our Live from the Performances. There will be more live music to come. And if you have a band you'd like to recommend for our signature segment, hit us up on social or send us an email, sundial at WLRNnews.org.